You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here outside the Department of Health and Social Care in London. And I'm currently standing here with our very own Chair of Trustees, Anna Tyler. Anna, thank you for joining us. What has just taken place here today?
Well, along with a number of other charities, so RNID, Sign Health, Pocklington, MenCap, and ourselves, we've been to hand in a petition. Well, actually, it wasn't a petition, it was more of a letter to Wes Streeting, setting out that if he didn't attend his appointment and follow the instructions, then he could be at risk of being struck off the waiting list for his exceedingly important health appointment. But all the instructions were blanked out on the letter, which is a common experience for people who get these kind of letters and often can't read them. And it would be so helpful if the letter of the law was followed, because it's been in place nearly 9 years now that people are entitled to accessible health information, whether you're deaf, you have a learning disability, you're visually impaired, blind, and it's not happening. So we handed Mr. Streeting this letter by way of making the point.
And when it comes to the accessible information standard, you know, you said it has been there for 9 years, but what are the current issues that need to be solved?
So I think there are a number. Firstly, the enforcement of the first set of standards is very patchy. So lots of health bodies just simply don't do it or don't enforce it. Secondly, that we're waiting for an update in that standard, which is likely to be more rigorous and not less rigorous than the existing standard. And thirdly, we just need it to be enforced.
So what are your calls to action to our Health Secretary, Wes Streeting?
I think they are twofold. One, please throw your weight behind this, because when people can't follow the instructions on their medication, and this happened to me during my own cancer treatment, or if you can't read the letter, and again that happened to me, I did get a large print letter once, but only the left hand side of the page, not the right hand side of the page, which wasn't very helpful because all the critical information was missing. So throw your weight behind getting this sorted out now and putting the onus on the health provider to ensure they communicate in an accessible way, because that's the law. And then secondly, as the IT systems are upgraded through the reform of creating a digitally accessible health service, make sure that accessibility is built in by design.
Currently, the government are in a consultation process regarding making the NHS better and delivering a fit NHS service for people in England. Can blind and partially sighted people get involved in this?
Absolutely, yes. So first thing is RNIB are actively contributing to this, and we're giving our views. There's no reason why people can't express their views either through us or individually, but there is a mechanism that the Department of Health and Social Care have put out, and I'd urge you to go and have a look.
What would be your message to people who are out there struggling with receiving accessible communications from the NHS? What would be your message to them?
I think I want to say two things. I'm old enough now to be utterly exasperated by it, because it's been going on for decades in my life, and I think, oh, can I really be bothered? But I can be bothered, and I must be bothered, because it makes a difference not just to me, but for all the visually impaired people that come after me.
Anna Tyler, Chair of Trustees at RNIB, thank you very much for speaking to us outside of the Department of Health and Social Care here in London on RNIB Connect Radio.